Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in the study of 1 John chapter 5, we were taught that God will answer a prayer that is not according to His will, but we will have consequences for. Oh, let's listen for that today. Foundation for the Bible. Check the Word of God to know the will of God in any manner in order to know whether you ask amiss or not. If you're going to pray correctly, learn what the Bible teaches. Have confidence in the construction of the doctrines of this precious and holy Word. Now, some people, I believe, love God, but they don't trust God. It's like in marriage. Someone breaks that marriage vow in adultery. Maybe they do it several times. Well, their spouse is going to have a hard time with the trust factor, even though they can love them with all their heart. It takes time to rebuild that trust factor, especially if they've been guilty of this thing several times. Well, in like manner, the Lord always keeps His word. It's not whether we can trust Him, it's whether or not He can trust us with His holy, I say His holy blessings, His holy responsibilities, His holy words. Can He trust us with something to think about? Now, we look next, we have confidence in having the correct plans. Okay? We have confidence by having correct plans. Now, we see the confidence by the construction of doctrine, but now let's see by the confidence by having correct plans. The goal of all praying is He heareth us. Is it not? I would think that is the goal of all praying. And if we ask anything according to His will, verse 14 said, what? He heareth us. So that's the goal of our praying. And so we want to reach that goal by a correct plan. So to have Him hear us and listens to our heart as we have studied God's word. And so, again, if He hears us, it must be because we've prayed according to the Word of God, and then He intends to grant our petitions. Now, sometimes He grants petitions that may not be His first will, but He sees your heart, and He decides, okay, I'm going to allow this, but there will be consequences with it. Just like with Israel, they wanted a king. Finally, God said, okay, I'm going to let you have a king. That's going to be a bad thing that happens to you, but we'll let you have a king. So sometimes God gives in on that, never contradicts Himself, never sacrifices His holiness, but a lot of times the decisions that we made that He granted us end up being the decisions that we should not have made and just said, okay, God has the best plan. Why don't I just go by it? And that's always the most wise decision to make. Remember, the confidence in Him is according to His will. If the answer is no, then that's best for you. Someone may ask for healing. James chapter 5, they teach us how to go about it. So we pray for healing, but we must pray according to His will. In James 5, it's not only the sick asking for it, neither having oil poured upon them, it's just as important that the sin is confessed to one another and forsaken. You'll notice there in James 5 and verse 16, he says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But you see, you've got to pray. And you've got to confess your sins. And a lot of people want the anointing with oil. And you can anoint somebody with a 55-gallon barrel of oil. But if you're not going to confess your faults one to another, don't expect the prayer to get answered. Now, I've been in hospitals and I've seen God heal people even in the hospital, go in and pray over them and have a doctor come in the next day and say, the cancer's gone. It was there, but it's gone. Had people raised up they didn't think be raised up. We've seen God do miraculous things. But what concerns me, people just pouring out their heart, God, if you'll just heal me, I'll do this and I'll do that. And they'll be fine for a week, a month, maybe even 6 months. But a lot of times within a year, those people are nowhere to be found around God's house. They're certainly not serving God. What happened to that word they gave God when they thought they were going to die? You see, sometimes God can't trust us. When we're talking about trusting God, can God trust us? Now, one of the keys to achieving and answers to prayer is that we must have confidence in Him. You know, sometimes I'll go into a hospital room and people will have a wrong concept of my praying. They're expecting my prayer to be what heals them, not realizing it's God that healed. Now, the preacher prays that we'll be all right, but it's not the preacher. It is Christ. And it might just be that Christ is waiting for you to get right. Now, I've told our people, God's entrusted your children to you, not to me, to you. And you get away from God, and then your child is sick in an auto accident, and they get to the point where they say, man, only prayer is going to save your child. It's 50-50. Then you better have power with God that child will be delivered in prayer. And if you don't have that power with God, you say, well, I'm going to get the preacher to pray. It may not be God's will for that preacher because he gave that child to you for you to be the one to have power with God to get your prayers answered. So again, I believe in praying for the sick. I believe with the anointing of oil and all that other stuff, but you better make sure that you're right with God, because even the sincerest request get a no answer when we are unwilling to walk with God according to His will and word. Okay? I guess I say all that too, just to say this. Don't put confidence in the preacher. Keep your confidence in Christ. I don't want the people of our church to have confidence in me. I want them to have it in Jesus Christ. I want them to know that I'll do my best to preach the word as it is to men as they are, but it must be in Christ, okay? So, again, healing comes from Him. Now, keep it in mind, it is not asking anything you want. It is asking according to His will. Again, keep that in mind. It's not asking anything you want. It is asking according to His will. Now, it's all right to ask for material things that helps accomplish His will. I remember a group with a ministry, they needed a car. The car they had was now, it had so many miles on it, and it could barely run. I mean, I'm talking about in the 60s. And, you know, it would sputter and all that, and it was in the shop, and it got to the point where they needed another car that, because they were picking up kids, taking them to ministry in it and all that. They just had using that car for ministry. And finally, they were having a prayer, and boy, all these adults were praying around the circle and asking God to please give us another car. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be this, be that, you know, just as long as it runs, you know. And they were describing just something that might have been 10 years old, but still able to run, you know. And there was a girl there, a young girl, I think it was a teenage girl there praying. And I think about 13 or 14, I was told the story. I may not have that correct, but she said, "Lord, don't listen to these people." Can you imagine what those adults thought when she started praying that way? "Lord, this is your ministry. This is your work. Give us a new car. We need a new car for this ministry that'll run, that can be dependable." And she prayed that way. Well, do you know what? That's what God gave them. He heard the prayer of that child, and thank God, instead of those people praying, asking for the worst for God's ministry, that girl's asking for the best for God's ministry. God heard that prayer. Now, she wasn't going to consume that car upon her lust. She wasn't going to even be driving the car. Now, she might get to ride in the car and participate in ministry, but it wasn't going to be her car. She didn't even have a license. So I'm saying is that, folk, learn to pray according to His will. Now, you can know and believe right doctrine, yet not have your prayer answered even when you pray rightly. Now, again, when I say not your prayer answered, it may not be the answer you want. Prayer can be hindered. You realize the Bible tells us of things that will hinder prayer. For an example, an unharmonious relationship between a husband and wife will hinder prayer. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, it says, "Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, that they also may without the word be won by the conversation," that is the way of life and their living, "of the wives, the sweet attitude, the sweet spirit." Now, some say, "Well, I'd be in subjection if he was the kind of man he was supposed to be spiritually." That's not what the Bible just said here. Just said the opposite of that. He said, if any obey not, if you're married to a guy that does not obey the word, he says you still should be submitted to him, except in sin. You don't submit to do sin. You don't submit to go out and do drugs, to get drunk or anything like that, or wife swap and things of that nature. He says, while they behold your chaste conversation, your pure, your holy way of living, coupled with the fear, that is the fear of God, whose adorning, let it not be that of the outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and the wearing of gold and the putting on of apparel. In other words, ladies, to put it as Proverbs says it, you're not out there in the apparel, the attire of a harlot. You're not out there trying to emphasize parts of your bodies that stirs the lust of men. I mean, some people have their clothes on. Some of these ladies wear clothes that shows the entire outline of their body. And that's the attire of a harlot.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.